Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And over the weekend, two extreme athletes named Dean Potter and Graham Hunt died while attempting to base jump in Yosemite National Park. Now, that's the same park where Carl Banish, the father of base jumping, is credited with launching the sport back in the 1970s. And like Potter and Hunt today, Banish died doing what he loved.
We had agreed that it was suicidal. You just had this feeling of doom. Nobody could survive that jump. Carl thought that he could get away with it, but the mountain had other ideas.
Banish's story of pioneering base jumping, of creating innovations in filmmaking, and of his love for his wife and fellow jumper Jean Banish, it's all told in the new film Sunshine Superman. The film is in theaters this Friday. It's a remarkable film about a remarkable and magnetic person. Jean Banish sat down with me last week to talk about her husband's love of jumping and the filming of his many, many descents.
Carl loved making films. He wanted to film free fall to find out why people's cheeks flapped in the air. And so he developed slow motion methods of bringing the footage back to the studio and looking at it and actually seeing what he wanted to discover. And he became a very advanced skydiver. And there was a time in the 70s when people were around him were looking also for new challenges, new things to do in skydiving. And there were a lot of advanced jumpers, and they had the bug, and they wanted to find something new, and they found El Capitan, and they went and jumped off of it, and Carl filmed it, and that was the beginning of modern base jumping.
Well, when Carl and all of his friends were jumping off of El Capitan, it was not only, I guess, a challenge to nature, but also to authority. I mean, there were park rangers, there was the federal government, it was illegal, dangerous. They had a lot more than just getting the chute open to worry about. They were, I guess, outlaws.
It was just a brand new activity. And with anything that was this new, people didn't understand that it could be done. So we had to introduce them to the fact that, number one, it could be done. And then when somebody comes and asks you for a permit, they don't think that you're asking for something that just is flat out impossible. And it worked out quite well in the long run. In the film, you see the chief ranger there, and we had a very good rapport with him.
Well, it's clear you had a good rapport with him because that chief ranger, who early on was responsible for busting Carl Banish, you know, it's clear in the film, he loved him.
Everybody loved Carl. Carl was a very, very likable person. And everybody took away a special experience of him that enhanced their lives.
Well, the film is remarkable not only for the kind of person that it portrays in Carl Banish and yourself, Jean Banish, but also the amazing footage that you have, whether it's outtakes or free falls, cameras attached to helmets in those early years. I'm thinking, God, who needs a GoPro? Who needs it? You know, you guys had this figured out back when the technology was, you know, fairly rudimentary.
I've never used a GoPro. We used gun cameras, and that's the closest we ever got to guns. So it's kind of funny that we would be using things that were surplus military from World War II. And the weight that we would carry on our heads on average was, well, mine for a dual mounted camera, still and movie, was 12.5 pounds, and then Carl's was upward of about 15. It was a lot of weight. You had to really know what you're doing, be very careful in opening, and be always constantly aware not only of the safety factors, but also where the sun was, where the angles were, who you were looking at, were they framed properly? So there was a lot to consider in addition to the regular jumping needs.
Everybody in the film, Jean Banish, says in a lot of different ways that when you and Carl got together back then, when you first met him, that you were the very last person they would ever expect to jump off of a cliff. You looked like a librarian. You were kind of quiet, not the stereotypical cliched base jumper or skydiver.
I think Carl and I were preparing ourselves for each other, much like everybody does in life, but they don't realize it. And when we got together, it was very right. It happened very quickly for us. And I think one of the things that Carl really liked was the fact that I actually had met him when he was first showing his final film poem to a mutual group of friends. And then the summer went past, and I started skydiving on my own. And I came back and called him up to try to find a way to the local drop zone. So it was very natural for both of us.
And the question has to be asked, because a lot of people from this time may remember this. Almost immediately after Carl's death in 1984 in a jump gone wrong, you went right back up there. You jumped yourself almost immediately. Why did you do that, and what example were you trying to set?
Well, there was another young man, as the film shows, who had arrived there to make a jump. And it was very clear that it would not look very good if he were to do that alone so soon thereafter. And I needed to go up. I needed to look at the site that Carl had had the troubles from and see if we could figure out why. And it's always better to do it with somebody. So we went up together and did both things together. It made a lot of sense.
But, you know, one thing that's inescapable here is that it destroys the idea of skydiving people, base jumpers, as adrenaline junkies. I mean, that's the cliche you go to right away. Somebody who jumps out of a plane or off a bridge, they're just an adrenaline junkie. They can't be happy unless they get that rush. That's really not what the film was about, and I don't think that's what Carl was about.
You're right. That's not what it was about. We weren't adrenaline junkies. We weren't daredevils. We weren't crazy. We were simply enjoying an experience that was broadening, enjoying an experience of self-discovery. And this happened to be our chosen method. And it was a very condensed way, a very, very accelerated way to learn. And that's one reason we liked to share with people, because we had learned certain things so in a unique way that was worthy of sharing.
Jean Banish, wife of Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Sunshine Superman tells the story of Carl Banish, the father of base jumping, and it's in theaters this Friday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.